welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. iPhone App Switcher. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss the iPhone App Switcher. This is a way that you can multitask on your iDevice. It is available on devices that are running iOS 4.0 or later. Sometimes applications on these devices can run in the background. They don't get in the way of your other applications. Like sometimes in Windows, you might notice that some applications, even if they're in the background and you multitask, they're kind of like displaying over the top of others and it gets annoying. The iPhone, iPod Touch, whichever, it doesn't work that way. But they are in the background and you can see them by pulling up the App Switcher, which I will demonstrate in a minute. The App Switcher does just what its name suggests. If you go into the App Switcher, you can double tap on an application and go right into it. It will open up. Your other application that you were using will be shunted into the background, into the App Switcher's list, and your other one will be active, the one that you just double tapped on. In order to close them out, you need to open the App Switcher. That is the way you can go to them quickly and close them out quickly. I said that if you double tapped on an app, you would open it if you were in the App Switcher. Now, how exactly do you close the application? That is a little bit different story. I'll show you how to do that right now. Okay, I'm at the home screen.
Messages. Settings.
And it doesn't matter where I'm at on the home screen. If I hit the home button, if I press the home button twice quickly.
App Switcher. Settings.
It puts me in the App Switcher and it puts me on settings.
Page 1 of 8.
It puts me on page 2 of the App Switcher. Now, the App Switcher displays all the apps that are currently running. I have about 30-something, somehow. Everything that's been running on the phone since I rebooted the phone, since I don't turn it off that often, and since I don't use the App Switcher that often to close things, because I find I don't need to. Now, what's interesting is there are 4 apps on a page, and if you start on page 1, you have the following.
Unlock orientation changes, button.
That's the first one.
Previous track, button. Play, button. Next track, button.
And those are controls associated with the iPod. And those are things I've used recently when I was listening to the iPod. Now this unlock orientation changes is interesting. This is the only way I can find to lock or unlock orientation on the iPhone, meaning that if you lock orientation changes, your screen will lock in portrait mode, and you will not be able to go to landscape mode. I believe it works vice versa, too. Landscape is essentially you hold the screen sideways with the home button to the right. And portrait mode is you hold it straight up and down, narrow ways on. This is the only place I find where you can change this setting and lock it. I don't see it anywhere in settings. So I'll go to page 2, and I'll go to some apps that I have running.
Phone. Contacts. Messages.
No, I want all these to stay open.
Page 3. iPod. Safari, 8 colors. Safari, iPod, mail, 41, iPod, Safari.
Let's do a double tap and hold on Safari. I don't want it open.
Editing apps.
Okay, it says editing apps. I've still got my finger pressed to the screen. It doesn't matter where you double tap and hold. I always do it towards the center of the screen. That is generally above where the apps are displayed. The apps, 4 at a time on each page, are towards the bottom-ish of the screen. Okay, so double tapping and holding is a pass-through gesture, and if I double tap again, that little sound
radio
means that the app is closed. If you look on the
mail,
screen,
41 new items, iPod, iBlink Radio, App Store.
It's not there anymore. It will not be there anymore. So that is how you close an app if you don't want it running in the background. Again, I don't find I need to use it that much, but sometimes I do feel like closing them. Okay, so how do I even get out of here? Hit the home button.
Safari.
And it puts you, interestingly enough, on the app you closed. It's consistently done this for me. All the times I've closed an app, it sets me on the app I've closed. So now I'm on Safari. And if I double tapped, it would go to it. Incidentally, if you want to close more than one app in the App Switcher, just keep it open. Flick to the app you want to close, do that double tap and hold, but you only need to do the double tap and hold once. If you double tap on another app, it will just close it automatically. And likewise, if you want to close more than one. So you don't need to do the double tap and hold just but one time. And then you can close as many apps as you want. Closing apps on the iPhone is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.